Today on our program, joined by Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator, wrapping up the year. Ho, ho, ho.
Good morning. Yes, we are.
Hey, you haven't had to do any snow?
No. Knock on wood when you say that.
Well, that's a Formica counter.
That's really good.
But that'll work. We'll take anything. Again, as far as snow removal, that's good. Unfortunately, Southern Oaks is having a real issue with it. But,
sure. Yeah, I certainly understand that. But the moisture that we've had the last few days, the rain, the slow, steady rain, how important was that?
Very.
Because
very,
we're so dry.
We've got that going on. And we do have oath of office coming up. It's going to be Friday at noon?
Friday at noon. Mayor-elect Steins will be sworn in by Mayor Slight, as well as the two park board members.
Terry Mormon also.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Councilman Mormon as well. We already did Councilman Angstrom and Henson.
Henson, yeah. Yeah, because they were elected to fill to the next election.
Correct.
Anyway, yeah, and a couple of park board members also. So,
yes.
Just so folks know, yep, others have done it at their last meetings, but a lot of those were people that were going to continue to serve or a couple of minor changes. But otherwise, yeah, those both Ogden and Madrid take care of those.
Right.
This will be coming up on Friday. So we do have a lot of, obviously, budget's going to be one of the big focal points here. We know that things from this last meeting, one of the big things that you'd been waiting for is Kating Properties to start to get ready to move ahead with their project, Kate's Landing, it's called.
Kate's Landing, correct.
And that's, the city had acquired 15 acres way back when.
2018.
Okay, one of the neighbors out there had wanted, city had land that they had purchased from him to use for a water tower, should it ever be needed.
Right.
It doesn't need to be needed. Well, fortunately, with work that was done, increasing the water mains and looping out there and stuff like that, that took care of a lot of your pressure issues, so you didn't have to build a big water tower.
Right.
Then he was interested in buying the property back and said, and I have other property I could sell you. So
correct.
You made a deal.
That we did, and I think it's worked out for both. He ended up, they put a new house on the property that they had purchased from us, and now the property we purchased from them back in 2018, the city paid about $7,000 an acre for it, and we closed the deal with will be Kate's Landing, like you said, for $15,000 an acre. So we came out pretty well on that. Plus, we're getting 128 unit housing development out there from Kating. So we hope that project's going to begin here shortly. Now that we've closed, I know they're still doing their due diligence, what they need to do on the land. Along with that, I think they'll start maybe moving some dirt this winter. And then we are getting close to accepting the road from South Marion and
West Park.
The pavement's all done. The road close signs have been done. There are some punch list things that Waylon needs to work on with SEH and the contractor. Wicks, I believe, is the contractor. Yep. I hope to get those taken care of here in the next few weeks where we can then accept that road. And then that project will finally be done.
Worked out pretty good with Wicks because you got, again, they were well under the estimate for
yes.
it. But they were already working in town anyway. People may not have realized they were working out at the airport. Too,
exactly.
Doing work out there. So.
Yep, and the road looks good. I've been out
it's
checking
open,
on it a
people,
couple times.
It's open, people. You can drive
it
on it.
It is open. You can drive on it. And I really think that we're going to have some more good things happen out there, you know, coming up. Maybe this next construction season, we'll see how it shakes out. Mm-hmm. I've had conversations with some people about some potential projects out there. So I think I'm hoping that area will pop and really go now with that road being paved. And also, you know, there's infrastructure put in out there as well when we did the road and it's improved that. And the thing you mentioned earlier about the looping that had been done out there as well. So I think we're in good shape out there.
I think that one of the things we've talked about it in the past about a project like paving South Marion and West Park. Fortunately, you were able to have dollars saved up and other sources, so you had the cost of it covered. But it was one of those, do we wait for development or do we do it and help drive development? And in the end, by doing this, you are driving some. You knew this was like Kadings. That probably wouldn't have happened without the paving of the road.
I think you're exactly right. Paving of that road was so important to open up that area out there, and with the Kading project, and hopefully, like I said, some more coming up, that sure. area will pop. And yeah, going back on the financing of that, we started saving for it. Didn't want to borrow money for it, obviously. As well, if folks remember back, it's been several years ago, where Mayor Slight and a few other delegates went out to Washington for the overpass for the first one, right?
Yeah.
Well, we accumulate, or we got some money for that. And that money, even though the overpass didn't go where it was supposed to, right, we still got that money. DOT was a great friend in this. They helped us appropriate it. And that money was used for the new overpass, as you know, Jim. Mm-hmm. And as well, not quite $1 million as well that DOT appropriated for us, worked with us. They actually got the money, you know, for the DOT project, for the overpass that's there now, but then they deposited up to that amount in our account
to help,
for roads, and they used it for the South Marion. It was perfect.
Worked out
but
good.
That's a good example of sometimes you have to go out to D.C. and make those contacts and get that money. So that all that work that was done years ago, it came to fruition, not on the overpass we were talking about, right?
That was
the old one. Or the different location. And plus, it helped us with a major road here in Boone getting that paved, plus the infrastructure.
And
so
we didn't have to borrow for it.
And we didn't have to borrow for it. So that's an important point of why those trips that are made out to D.C. to talk with our representatives certainly come to fruition and are good, positive things for the city.
So we'll watch for the additional growth that it could encourage. I anticipate it will, because we already know one property owner annexed onto the city.
Yes.
So he could start looking at a project out there. So we'll see what happens. But again, that's a big one. Did want to ask about some of the roads, because people always complain, oh, the roads, you never spend money on roads. Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because you do have, you know, people will say, well, what do you use all your road use tax money for? Well, it goes to a lot of things. And you can't just, it doesn't all go into new roads. And you really don't like to borrow if you can help it. I mean, for the city. And
I
the
really
council
don't.
Likes that.
Yeah, I don't like borrowing for the projects if at all possible. Now, obviously, the bonds that we did for wastewater, you just have to do that because of the amount of money that it takes to fix things or to do a project at those plants. But as far as the roads, you're right. We get money out of Des Moines, you know, the federal money.
We get so much each year.
Right. And we strategically save that if we need to for a project. We did that for 11th Street. Mm-hmm. That was about a $1.1 million project that we had in the bank when we started the project.
It took 2 years to save up that kind
of money. It did. So we have, when we budget, we take at least $120,000 from local option sales tax toward roads. Our road use tax, it was the 10 cent increase a few years back. It's about $225,000. So we have that available each year. And just so happens for fiscal year 25 coming up, which begins July 1st, 24, council directed us to work on Millen Overlaying downtown, Story Street from, well, the initial talk was from Mamie to 9th, right? But I'm expanding it to 11th Street if we can make it happen.
Okay.
I think it makes sense if we're going to do it, let's just do it all the way to 11th Street, because 11th Street's been done. So we're working on that. That'll be a fiscal year 25 project. So that's where that money for fiscal year 25 is going to go to do that. This fiscal year, we're working on 8th Street over at Crawford and West.
The old power plant.
Correct. We've sent out bids for that. So we're waiting, I think, to do back to 25th of January. So that'll be a spring project that will complete this fiscal year. That's a project that the Public Works Director has identified as one that needs to be done. They've talked about getting that done the past few years, even back when JR was here and Waylon has picked up on it. And actually, his crew out there have made some improvements out there on that roadway now, In conjunction with what we're going to be doing. So that'll be better. We'll get that done. Future road project that we've discussed at the December 4th council meeting, I discussed this with council, and we brought them a list to make sure that, now mind you, council is the one that decides where we do this. Mm-hmm. The public works director and I, we work on that, and on that list, we present it to council, and then we do what council wants. An mm-hmm. example of that is we made a little switch on what we were planning for downtown. Council said, you know what, we're going to do downtown, make it happen. So that's what we're going to do in fiscal year 25. But other projects that we're looking at for future road projects is First Street from Story east to Brainerd. Okay. So go to First and Story and go yep. east on First Street. That's one that's on our radar. South Story from Mamie Eisenhower south out to Woodland. That's not, so now that's four lanes, so that's obviously a lot wider.
That's a big chunk.
So it's going to take a big chunk of money, right, to get that done all the way out there, because it's just not a regular size road. It's, you know, with the
four
lanes.
You got four lanes going.
Exactly.
There, yeah.
And then Cedar Street, we're looking at Cedar Street from Mamie south to Southeast Lynn, which is another one that needs done. I think especially some work needs to be done at First and Cedar. Yeah. And that's on Wayland's radar. And sure. then all the while we're doing this, right, his people are still out fixing intakes, manholes and things, manhole covers and mm-hmm. things like that around the city where they become a problem, or if there's an area where a curb needs fixed or something. So the second part of our program for roads is the big projects, what we just talked about, right? But there's also, we call them minor patching projects, where it might be a half a block, right? Or an intersection, a big sure. intersection, repair that intersection. So that's money as well that we use, we budget some for in our budget, but as well, we call it 331 account, I believe, mm-hmm. where if we have money left over on projects, right, then we funnel that into account, and then we use that for other projects. So we spend pretty much all the money that we have available for roads. It goes in the ground, as we say, and it's very important. We need to do that with the amount of miles of roads, paved roads that we have in the mm-hmm. city. I think it's around 99 miles, I think we talked
that.
About before.
It's, and
it,
one...
it could be more now with, yeah. well, if you,
talk,
we just talked about South Marion and West Park. This month, we also accepted Hancock extension yep. for the school that the school built. We've accepted that now, so that's now a public road. So you're right. So we're and, over 100.
Yeah. And I was going to say, on Hancock, you did put $750,000 into that.
We did.
You teamed up with the school
yes.
to do that project.
Yes.
So the city did participate mm-hmm. there as well.
So there's a, we have a plan. The staff does a great job. Waylon and his people do a great job of, when they're out and about, looking at streets and looking for potential projects, whether that's a big project or whether that's a smaller patching project. And we try to, you know, we try to get those done as we can. So it's a high priority, and we spend all our dollars, as many, as much as we
as
have.
As much as they give you. Yeah.
To, right, in the ground for the infrastructure.
Now, if they wanted, if people wanted to do a big bond issue, you could do more. But, yeah, right. you're not a fan. Like you said, you're doing it with the dollars you have available.
We do. And you're exactly right. If you've listened to our TIF report and from our financial advisor, we have the capacity to bond, right? But the key question when you bond is, right, where's the revenue coming to pay for the bond? I mean, that's the first thing we look at. Okay, we're going to bond. Now, I'm asking, tell me where the revenue's coming.
Yeah.
To pay that bond off.
Yeah.
So,
well, one of the things that you did do bonds on, and we knew it was going to be the utilities. We've already started doing on the wastewater, on the water environment station. But now you're looking at waterworks out northwest of town. We do know that reservoir on there. And again, this is something you've been monitoring for a while. It's mm-hmm. at the point where it needs to be done.
Yes. So what we presented to council for approval was an SRF application that's a loan through the state. And that the application, so we could start the project, is for planning and design. So this money pays for the engineer consultant mm-hmm. to plan it or design it first, excuse me, and plan it, the construction and everything. So that application, I think, is due first part of this of January. So SEH will get that application in. We'll wait to hear, and then we can start that program. Mm-hmm. our project. And previously, we've already approved a few of these SRF applications for planning and design at the water plant for the roofs. Yep. I mean, there's like three or four roofs out there.
Buildings out
and
there.
Then at the water plant, or excuse me, at the wastewater plant, some roofs, well as a part of that project is a lift station out there, as well as replacing some
of the infrastructure that's coming in.
Right.
Yeah, that you all of a sudden when you said, should we expand this? What are our possibilities? And they said, you better fix what you've got first.
Exactly. And it was part of that study that we had done out there. So we are following that study, and council has directed us to move forward with these projects and get them done, which they absolutely need to be done. Again, they were built in the middle 90s.
Yeah.
The stuff runs 24/7, 365, right? And some of the stuff we're replacing now is new to the plant, or was new to the plant when they built it, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking
25 years
of life on these things that run all the time. That's when you have the plants that old, the stuff wears out, and we have to replace it. And it's certainly more expensive today replacing it or doing it right than it was back then. But we do the best we can.
And for people that might be wondering about the reservoir, the reservoir has been here a while.
Yes.
It just needs to be, the roof on it needs to be redone. It's got some cracks that have developed, need to be taken care of.
Correct.
And it's important because that's where they hold a lot of the potable water that gets shipped into town.
Correct. So that obviously is a priority, and this is the first step of submitting that application. And this is part of the $2.5 million bond that the council decided to do for the water plant, and the $2.5 million for the wastewater. So a total of $5 million that is going into the ground, basically, infrastructure needs for the city.
And by the way, those get paid out of fees.
So, yes, yeah.
And the city council's already taken steps to do graduated increases.
Right.
Which, by the way, would be required by the state anyway. They'll come in and look at your fee schedule.
Correct.
Say, no, you have to do this. All right, let's talk about some of the other things. First of all, we did have an open house, rec complex. That committee has been working on a number of different things. I know that did have the open house, had a number of people that showed up for it. Had some ed students. You had a couple of different groups that they have visited with.
Correct. So the citizens rec, I call them the rec committee, that are working on this rec complex held these listening sessions, and one of the groups was high school kids, the ed students, things like that. So the committee thought it'd be nice to bring them in and kind of give it their feelings, their update to council. So that was done, I think, on the December 4th, I think, council meeting. So they came in and spoke. Council had a few questions. It was good for the elected officials to hear our young people. And they had some really good thoughts and expressed them to council, which I thought was good. And then as well, we had the first open house on the 18th of December from 11 to 1 p.m. I thought that was a really good turnout. Whether yay or nay, what you think on the project, a lot of people showed up. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And both sides.
Yeah.
I'll let you know both sides.
Exactly right. That's what an open house for is. That is what the committee wanted to hear. And what your thoughts are on it, what your likes, dislikes, and things like that. It was very well attended. I was very pleased with that. So we'll have the next one coming up on I think it's the 25th of January from 4 to 6 p.m. up in the auditorium. And we'll put some things out as it gets closer to remind folks. And I know the committee's working on the content of that and what that will entail at that open house.
So mostly for people that are asking, they're just collecting information to allow them to put together an idea, plan, a plot.
Exactly. So. And they're getting as much input from the community as possible.
Okay. Of course, at the same time as this was happening, it was announced that somebody acquired the old, the former Y building.
Yes.
I know it was... There wasn't much to say because you really didn't have any information about it.
No, that's correct. We didn't have any information about it. The couple that bought it, there there's no communication with the city prior to they bought it, but that's fine. That's, yeah. You know, that's their choice. They obviously knew what they were doing. And so we've met with them since, and we continue to have some conversations.
Okay.
Again, we're talking about a building, you know, that as far as the rec project that did not suit the needs, the amount of money that has to be put in that building to even get it to be open is, I think, substantial. We've talked before that when the city was talking with the previous owners of it, this 18 or 19, somewhere around there, or 20, I mean, we're talking north of $6 million for that building just to get it functional. So we're going to continue to talk with them and we'll see what happens.
Let's talk a little bit about the budgets coming up. Again, some challenges. I know there's a lot of things we could talk about, but budget really is the main focus going into the new year.
Yes.
Waiting for numbers, I guess. That's the big thing, waiting to see what's going to happen. We know that by law, anyway, we were going to see a reduction when the valuations went up so much. The state law says it can't increase more than 3%.
Right.
That was the old state law. I don't know what the new one's going to do to it, but it definitely there's going to be a big rollback on taxable value.
Yeah, the 8.3% reduction in the rollback for residential obviously is going to impact us. The homestead applications will impact us. The veterans ones will impact us. We're still in the wait. I will say that.
You're being cautious.
We are being cautious, and until Andrea gets a chance to get the numbers and then do her thing, we don't know. I will say that we have received numbers from the county. Thank you very much to Diane over there. We got them quicker than I thought, and we very much appreciate that. However, the state needs to do their thing now. They haven't inputted their reports into the system yet, so we can't really do anything. So that's kind of what we're waiting for. Interesting that the state made these changes, and now we got our numbers from the county, but now we're waiting on the state for them to do their thing. So,
yeah, that makes 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So. But that's done, we'll... we'll do our thing, yep. Like I said, and then we'll report to council where we are.
They have a different kind of schedule and things like that that are coming up. That you have to have a separate, you know, they don't do the tax. I think people get pretty mixed up when you start talking about property taxes anyway. So it's not easy to keep tabs.
It's not. I learn something new every day on it.
Well, that'll be going on. So your budget schedule, really, getting into January. Now, I know hotel motel tax, that's going to be one of those. You do applications on that to an extent.
Yep. And so for the month of January, the first council meeting will be Tuesday, January 2nd. And then the second one for the month will be back on Monday, obviously, on January 15th. We anticipate having the hotel motel meeting in conjunction with the regular council meeting on the 15th. Mm-hmm. And I have not seen the numbers yet for the hotel motel. So obviously before that meeting on the 15th, I'll sit down with Andrea, we'll look at them, and then we'll have at least a target number where we're comfortable of what, you know, the council and the mayor can decide where they want those dollars to go.
All right. It'll be busy. Other just odds and ends of things, closing out on the addition for the fire department. And again, for people that might be wondering, you did have a little bit of a budget amendment on there, and that had to be when they had to stabilize underneath the soil and stuff under the structure due to an old building being there.
And what was in the soil there where the new building went on from things that were done years ago. Yes.
So that's really only about $45,000-$47,000, I think, was the only budget amendment.
Right.
There.
And I talking with Justin, I actually walked through it with him the other day, and I think they're just on a final punch list before we can close that project out.
Okay. So that's good. Dollars, recovery fund dollars, COVID dollars the city received, basically what's covering the cost of that.
Yes. We're using a little bit of the ART money as well as the COVID money, some of that.
Or emergency management, I think, emergency services.
Emergency services. So I'm anxious to get that closed out so that I can take a look at the dollars that were used from ARP and COVID to see what we have left.
All right. Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator, guest on our program. Busy. Looking forward to 2024. We'll see what happens.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
You bet.